All right, let me jump on in here, and I'll just tell you guys that every single day, and I'm proud of it, Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers like a huge swath of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Etowah, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They see all ages. They're open 7 days a week. And oh, by the way, they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Well, if you're watching online right now, because we do have a lot of folks that watch on streaming, you can see it on our website, rightsideradio.org, or on Rumble or on YouTube. Anyway, we're about to put a picture up in addition to the regular streaming. Big Rig, you got that going up today, buddy? All right, good. It's going to be kind of directly in line with what I'm about to talk about. And yeah, I'm going to step on some toes now. I know it. I know some of you out there will disagree with me, but hey, that's what I do. So I'm watching all the so-called protests on college campuses on TV like the rest of you, right? And I'm appalled, amazed, and somewhat confused as to how a bunch of kids is able to feel so empowered that they can break out the windows of school buildings, take over the building, pull down the American flag, replace it with the Palestinian flag, threaten Jewish students with bodily harm, call for death to Israel, and then order the school to send them vegan food, zip ties, and ensure they don't get counted absent on their exams while they're skipping to tear up the campus. Look, there's only one explanation for this. Just one. A lifetime of participation trophies. There you go. You heard me. You are watching what happens when a generation of kids grows up into semi-maturity, having never learned that life can be hard and that not everyone is the winner. You don't always get a trophy when you lose, and yes, there are consequences for bad behavior. Now, most of these everyone's a winner neophytes don't know what they're protesting. Something about their school does some kind of business with some country called Israel who's at war with like these poor, misunderstood, oppressed people called Palestinians or something who wear cool scarves, and I think they're in the Middle East, which is like somewhere near Africa or something. It's embarrassing to watch. And yes, it's also infuriating. Think about it. If you walked into work tomorrow and you told your boss that you were going to tear up the office or the shop or the store or wherever you work, and prevent anybody else from working, and shut down productivity because you had the idea the company you don't own was working for someone who you were told you shouldn't like, well, how long would that really last in real life? You see, in real life, the consequences, they set in quick. The classic example occurred a few days ago as the protester at Columbia University elected the protestors at Columbia University elected their spokesperson to be none other than Johanna King Slutsky. There you go. That's her name. Hyphenated in the middle. Johanna King Slutsky. An instructor, no less, and a PhD candidate, who went to the microphone to issue demands, on behalf of the protesters who were hungry. Because they forgot to bring their juicy juice and gluten-free snackables or something. So wearing her best keffiyeh scarf, the highly educated PhD candidate told the press with a straight face that, quote, first of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for meal plans here. And no, I am not kidding. It did not stop there. She doubled down on dumb by saying this. You ready? Quote, she said, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students, King Slutsky said. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? Look, it keeps going. She said this next. She said, if the answer is no, then you should allow basic, and I mean, it's crazy to say we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water? Are you kidding me with this? The New York Post railed about her and pointed out the Red Army held out against the Nazis during the Siege of Leningrad for years under severe famine conditions. But the pro-Palestine protesters with Johanna King Slutsky at the helm didn't make it to snack time without somebody needing someone to provide sustenance for their cause. So listen, maybe I sound like an old fogey, right? Maybe, you know, but hey, there was a time when we taught kids that the best trophies in life come from hard work and dedication. They were taught every Saturday on Wide World of Sports that there is both a thrill of victory and an agony of defeat. But they were also taught by parents who cared and teachers who knew and coaches who pushed, drill sergeants who yelled and bosses who required that life may in fact have setbacks. But that setbacks are not final. Setbacks are merely obstacles to be overcome. And truthfully, you know what? I'll be honest with you, I don't mind if little kids get a medal for being on the team. I loved watching my kids play sports when they were just little bitty and kicking daisies out in the outfield. I love seeing my grandson play little guy soccer right now and has no idea what the score is, but he knows his daddy told him he played hard and that's his takeaway and that's good. But there comes a time in life, even as a child, mind you, when they have to know that sometimes they will win, but sometimes they will lose. That actions have consequences. Hard work may be required to produce results. These kids that we're watching on college campuses right now, they would drop down in the fetal position and seize up if they were told to storm the beaches at Normandy. But listen, I mean, just when I start to shake my head and wonder how the next generation will ever keep America intact and afloat, something happens that gives me hope. You got that picture? Go ahead and put it up there, bud. Something happens that gives me hope. Something happens that shows me that somewhere out there are families who raise their kids to play hard, work hard, love right, and despise wrong. And yes, there are kids who don't have shelves full of participation trophies signaling that they are the winners even when they're the losers. That something I'm talking about happened at UNC Chapel Hill yesterday when a group of fraternity brothers from Pi Kappa Phi decided enough was enough when the American flag was taken down by protesters. They rallied around the flagpole. You can watch the video of it. They rallied around the flagpole when their chancellor, good on him, and the campus police came out on the quad, took down the Palestinian flag, and raised Old Glory back up. And the video shows these frat brothers all standing there and singing the national anthem at the top of their lungs. But it got better when a little while later the protesters thought they would just, you know, take it down again. But the frat was having none of it. These guys rushed in, stopped the protesters, and they stood there and held our flag off the ground and defended it for over an hour while protesters threw rocks and bottles at them. The picture is right now up on the live stream if you want to see it. They have inspired the nation, y'all. Singer John Rich said he's going to do a concert for them at their frat house now. And believe it or not, a GoFundMe site, get this, a GoFundMe site has been set up to raise money for the fraternity to have the most epic of parties, apparently. In just 24 hours, it's made over $200,000. The GoFundMe site says this. It says, quote, "Armored in vineyard vines in Patagonia, fueled by Zen and White Claws, these triumphant Bohemians protected Old Glory from the unwashed Marxist horde, laughing at their shrieks and wails and shielding the Stars and Stripes from Soviet missiles." I love that. I love that more than I can describe. One of those guys was a student named Dan Stopel. And Dan was interviewed on Fox News. He said those protesters were going to have to drag his dead body off that flag. He went on to say this. He said, "We were looking at every direction. Stuff was flying in. We'd say, heads up. We'd cover each other. We would look out for other people. And it did hurt our arms some. It was like arm day workout for me at that day. There was no gym happening that day afterwards. It was exhausting. But it was a beautiful moment." Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Beautiful indeed. No participation trophies there. They fought, they stood, they worked, they won. Those kids are the nation's heroes today. And they get the trophy. And I'm just feeling a little bit better about life. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you, I mean, like, the first world problems that some of these protesters come up with. I mean, when soy lattes and vegan diets and sugar waxing are considered to be necessities for life, it's hard to imagine some of these kids ever going far in their own life. And then along came the ruffians from Pi Kappa Phi, and hope is restored. Loving that. Get her done, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.